Well, this is an all-change audio boo. Some people might know, I've moved out of Lace Market House, and so has Cellar 54. So PCM and Cellar 54 are currently homeless. But we're 2 days a week in Derby at Frygate Studios, which is awesome, and they're really lovely. So if you guys are listening, thank you very much for supporting us. But it also left me with the dilemma of where Boo Street now resides, because one of the things that I used to do was walk down Newark Street, which is on the downward side of St Stephen's Church. But of course, now I'm not walking into Lace Market House. I no longer have that current Boo Street. So walking up to Derby bus, I was considering the other day that maybe it was Huntington Street. But since then, we've had some neighbour and landlord troubles from next door. Thank goodness we only have one neighbour, but that one neighbour has unfortunately forced us out of our house. So I'm currently homeless and officeless, except for 2 days a week. So yeah, this is kind of the first audio bill, the first voicing that I've kind of given to this. I'm absolutely terrified. So I think, as I say, my first the council and the authorities, and they just are incapable of helping. It's a really interesting situation, really. It's a cultural crossing, and the system currently in place in the UK isn't fast enough to deal with the migrant population's activities, and it's not criminal on their part. It's just cultural behaviours, and there isn't really any kind of cultural mediation service, which is one of the things I'm kind of wanting to look into. So my only route today is going to be Nottingham Evening Post. So I'm hoping to get to talk to someone at Nottingham Evening Post, maybe get a story out there. And then also I'm going to have to blog it. So if anyone is aware of a cultural mediation service or can kind of give me any advice about moving rather quickly, because I've never moved house before, and I'm going to need to sell house. I'm going to need to move quite quickly because I'm currently staying at my in-laws. So yeah, that's where I am. And this is going to kind of be a little story that I hope to get some advice and some connections. And, you know, thanks for listening. And I'll catch up with you in a day or so.